This is Akashvani. The news read by Lalima Aneja Dang. President Draupadi Murmu today said that a Vikasit Bharat will only be possible with quality education. Addressing the National Teachers Award Ceremony 2026 in New Delhi on the occasion of Teachers' Day, the President said that a society that respects their teachers is a progressive society in right terms. She asserted that education is the most effective means of realizing the ideal of equality of opportunity enshrined in our Constitution. She said that the achievement of negligible primary school dropout rate has been made possible through the efforts of teachers. The president underlined that many students come from economically disadvantaged families who are first-generation learners or who transition from ordinary village schools to large city schools. She said some are naturally shy, some possess immense talent but lack self-confidence, and some are children with special needs. She noted that it is the special responsibility of teachers to instill confidence in them and uplift all such students who, for any reason, feel a sense of inadequacy.
कुछ विद्यार्थी गांव के किसी सामान्य स्कूल से शहर के बड़े स्कूल में आते हैं और थोड़ा असहज हो जाते हैं. कुछ विद्यार्थी स्वभाव से ही संकुची होते हैं. कुछ विद्यार्थी में बहुत प्रतिभा होती है लेकिन उनमें आत्मविश्वास की कमी होती है. ऐसे सभी विद्यार्थी जो किसी कारण से कोई भी कमी महसूस करते हैं उनमें आत्मविश्वास जगाना और उन्हें आगे बढ़ाना शिक्षकों का विशेष दायित्व होना चाहिए.
Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said India is increasingly confident in studying and reclaiming its own heritage from inscriptions and maritime trade to mathematics. Addressing the annual History Prize Award ceremony and the Dr. S.L. Bhairappa Memorial Lecture in New Delhi today, the finance minister said decolonization should mean expanding the historical archive, bringing in more languages and giving a wider circle of scholars a voice in interpreting the country's past. She said India is now self-assured and no longer waits for anyone else's permission to study and understand its own heritage. Chief Justice of India, Justice Suryakant, today emphasized on the importance of the culture of healthy disagreement and deliberation. As part of the ongoing BRICS Chief Justices Forum in New Delhi, Justice Suryakant addressed the delegations from BRICS member states and partner countries. He emphasized that timely and predictable delivery of justice is necessary. Justice Suryakant reminded how Nalanda University used to be the most eminent educational center where students and researchers from all over the world used to be admitted without any discrimination or barriers. He added that BRICS should also be known as the living Nalanda University. Well, floods continue to affect normal life in several parts of Bihar. The Ganga and several other major rivers are flowing above the danger mark at various places. The administration has intensified relief and rescue operations on a war footing to assist the affected people. In Patna, the water level of the Ganga at Gandhi Ghat, Banka Ghat and Pandarak is flowing above the highest flood level. The death toll from the devastating flash floods in Nepal has risen to 1,344. Rescue operations are underway in 8 affected districts, while around 5,000 people remain missing. More than 13,000 people have been rescued and only 96 bodies have been identified and handed over to their families so far. Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered a 72-hour pause in strikes on Kiev, reports said today. According to Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov, no strikes be carried out against Kiev for 3 days starting at midnight today. This decision was taken in the wake of U.S. envoy's visit to Kiev for peace talks. In badminton, the semi-final match of the China Masters between Indian men's doubles pair of Sattvic Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty and Malaysian duo of Noor Mohammad Azrin and Tanvi Keong is underway in Shenzhen. And that's the end of this news bulletin.